Welcome back to In the Zone. We're back with Coach Kubiak. Coach, 5-0 Broncos, the 2-3 Browns. Kind of like the Raiders last week, this team is making some pretty drastic improvements rather quickly.
Yeah, they probably won as big a game last week as they have in a while. It was, to go into Baltimore and win. And to win the way they won, they came back. And so they're playing very well, throwing the ball around very well on offense. Special teams-wise, they have one of the greatest top returners in the game, so it's a big challenge for us. And defensively, they've been playing well, it'll be tough. They know it's a big game for them, but every week's another opportunity to find a way to, get a W in this league. So big week for us.
You mentioned the win last week. That was their first win in Baltimore since 2007. Mm-hmm. Is it more difficult or maybe a little easier to play a team coming off that big a win? Kind of depends on the team and the mindset.
I would think they got a great deal of confidence coming out of there. So, and they've lost some tough games too. They lose to San Diego on the last second field goal. So, they feel like they're right there and, they're in a tough division. So, it'd be a big win for them to hang in there. So, it's that way every week. So you just kind of worry about yourself and try to take care of your business.
Their quarterback play, Josh McCown, all of a sudden, three straight games of over 300 yards passing. Last week, 457 against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a club record. And, they were, I want to say they converted like an unbelievable amount of third downs. He's been exceptional. He's been in the league a long time. But his opportunities have come here over the course of the last few years, and you can tell all his preparation is now paying off, and he's got a good football team to work with.
Let's go ahead and hear from Josh McCown now about coming off that big win.
I don't know, if surprise is the right word, just because I felt like, we said it from the spring, we're capable of doing some good things, on offense, and we felt really good in the spring with this group. And continue to feel that way.
Not a big surprise to him. Maybe a big surprise when you look nationally across the league that the Browns are doing what they're doing offensively. It's not just the vertical game either. Nice tight end and Gary Barnage doing some nice things out of the backfield as well. They really do present a pretty tough test to this defense.
A lot of problems. And, they ran 90 football plays last week offensively. To give you an example, we ran 49. So we're talking about 2 games to 1. So they're doing everything you have to do to stay on the field and give themselves an opportunity. And like I said, he's a smart player. He's been doing it a long time.
All right, Coach will be back for one more segment answering questions submitted by you, the fans. For now, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. It's another busy injury report brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates. The Broncos will be without two starters. DeMarcus Ware is out with a back injury. Shaquille Barrett will start at outside linebacker in his place, while fellow CSU Ram Ty Sambrilo will miss his third straight game because of a shoulder injury. There's also a handful of questionables heading into Cleveland. Guard Evan Mathis could sit out with a hamstring injury. Rookie Max Garcia would fill in if needed. Aqib Talib and Demaryius Thomas both were limited in practice on Friday, but are still listed as questionable. Running back Jawan Thompson didn't practice all week. That means we could see Capri Bibbs activated at running back if Thompson can't play. And in this week's Get to Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's, kicker Brandon McManus is 12 for 12 on field goals to start the season and leads the NFL with 4 kicks of 50 yards or longer. McManus is currently 3rd in Broncos franchise history, starting the season with 12 straight field goals. So what's the secret to his success? McManus credits an offseason change in his approach that has been a game changer by taking out a step that is much more effective. And McManus keeps it simple. No weird superstitions for this guy.
I've had some games where I haven't missed in warm-ups and had really bad games, and then games I couldn't make a field goal in warm-ups and had great games. So I kind of approach the same way every day. I don't wear the same underwear on game day. I don't have anything like that. So just kind of approach it and feel good about myself going into that game.
Keeps it simple. Still to come on the final segment of In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, you, the fans, get to ask the questions, plus the always interesting Kid Questions of the Week. That's next.